Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is March the 3rd and we start with crime. And a Labour MP has suggested that in the wake of the Ipswich murders, brothel and prostitute visitors should be forced to leave a DNA sample. Now that strikes me as kind of odd because if there's one thing I imagine most guys leave after visiting a prostitute, I'd say it was about a teaspoonful of DNA sample. Other political pundits have suggested the solution which would actually work, criminalising the men who pay for sex. You see, most prostitutes don't actually want to be prostitutes, hence why these kind of jobs aren't normally discussed at school parents' evenings and careers fairs. Well, Mrs. Jones, Jessica hasn't got very good grades in her mock GCSEs, but she does have a really nice pair of tits, so we think a vocational programme may be a good idea to help get her onto the streets and earning a decent wage. She could do a 6-month apprenticeship, following an experienced sex worker around and making notes, and then eventually look to set up her own offices. What do you think? Well, yes, that being a childcare assistant is another option. So a law telling women that they're not allowed to work as prostitutes doesn't have any effect because they're all doing it under duress to start with. I'm not going to turn round and go, well, I really do want that crack and my passport back as well, but since I heard about the early day motion in Parliament, I'm starting to reconsider. On the other hand, guys who visit prostitutes have a fair amount of control over the matter. If they have a burning and uncontrollable urge to let off some sexual steam, but don't want to visit a sex worker, they can simply pop down to Blockbusters and get out the Hollyoaks box set. Now, entertainment. And a British chef who worked as a TV presenter in the US has been fired from his job after elements of his CV turned out to have been falsified. Robert Irving was a presenter on Dinner Impossible, a show where chefs have to make meals in difficult circumstances, like after they've run out of hummus and pitted olives. Seriously, if you're making a show called Dinner Impossible and it's not filmed in a refugee camp in Darfur, it is bullshit, isn't it? Anyway, what's great about the story is the scale of the lies that Irving got away with. He said he had a castle in Scotland, he'd cooked for US presidents in the White House, he said he was a friend of Prince Charles's and that he made the wedding cake for Charles and Diana's wedding, including icing illustrations of their family histories onto the side of the cake. He then insisted on being introduced as Knight Commander of the Royal Victorian Order, which everyone knows is a character in Star Trek. And the thing is, he made 5 series of his TV show before anyone started to smell a rat. Irving has come out and apologised for his false statements. I'd be out there laughing my socks off going, "You guys fell for that? Is there some kind of posthumous Jeremy Beadle Award for best long-running prank? Because the guy does deserve it, much as he doesn't deserve his knighthood." Now, politics. And David Cameron has said that he would build an extra 5,000 prison places. And he said he would have 100,000 people in jail. He didn't mention whether he'd check to see if they were guilty or not. He'd just put them in jail anyway, especially if they looked a bit rough. Anyway, he'd build an extra 5,000 prison places, which would be enough to accommodate about half of the members of his own party convicted of fraud, money laundering and illegal fox hunting. He also said that he wanted charities to do more to get prisoners off drugs. Yeah, great, because that's the problem in this country, isn't it? Charities not really working hard enough. Don't pull their fingers out, do they? I think you might find that before they can do a great deal more work, charities might need some money. But that's not what he was talking about. Anyway, we finish with some international news. An Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has said that the presence of foreign forces in Iraq is a humiliation and an insult to the region. He said that only regional forces should be in Iraq, for example, Iranian forces. So, what an interesting example for him to choose. So, for example, he thinks his own troops should be running Iran with who as their leader? Oh, could it be, for example, him? Well, that's all from me for today. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.